It's time for our regular fortnightly RNIB Connect Voices Roundup. And I'm joined by Claire Aldworth, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator. Hello, Claire. How are you?
Hi, Toby. I'm very well. Thank you.
This week, we have information about a new Braille labelling concept, a request for information about how blind and partially sighted people have been coping with online food ordering during lockdown. But we start with the RNIB Connect Voices new tracker survey. Claire, what is the tracker survey and how can people get involved?
Well, this tracker survey is a significant development in our approach to putting your voice at the centre of what we do here at RNIB. So as an organisation, we obviously need to ensure that the work we are doing and the issues that we are getting involved with are shaped and directed by people with sight loss. That's really what Connect Voices is all about. So this survey is the first of a new regular survey series designed to help us understand the variety of experiences blind and partially sighted people face. And we're looking for your views on a range of topics, from access to services to just your feelings about living with sight loss. So participants who complete the survey will also be invited to sign up to our research panel to feed in their experiences, views and concerns. That will be done via a short survey 4 times a year. And these surveys are going to directly shape RNIB's work and direct where we focus our efforts in the future. So that might be working with the government and retailers to ensure that you can access vital goods and services, or making sure that you feel safe when you're out and about. Just anything that is important to you. It's very much giving you the opportunity to set the agenda. So to get involved with this survey, you need to go to, it's a SurveyMonkey, www.surveymonkey.co.uk/r/KYYNSGM. Though I found it easier just to Google SurveyMonkey Connect Voices Tracker, to be honest. And to take part, you need to be 16 years of age and have sight loss. And the survey will take you about 15 minutes to get through.
And those SurveyMonkey surveys are really quite easy to fill in. I found using them as with JAWS and things like that, they are really easy to complete. So people should really not find any difficulty in completing the survey.
Hopefully so.
Next, we come to a new concept for Braille labelling, which sounds really exciting to me as a Braille user, and also for my wife who's fully sighted to produce labels to help me identify tins in the kitchen and other things around the house. And I know there are other labelling systems, but this is a completely new concept.
Yes, absolutely. So we have been contacted by Achilles, who is a product design engineer at Strathclyde University. Now, he's been tasked to come up with a product idea as part of his degree, and he would like to focus on a design that would be useful for people with sight loss. So he has come up with this idea of manufacturing a label printer, and this would print small pieces of paper written in Braille. And the concept is that you would type what you want to go on the label, and the machine will print it for you in Braille. And you could then stick this on top of an object. For example, you could create a Braille label titled as salt, and then you could stick it on top of your salt shaker in order to distinguish it from your pepper. And you make a really good point, Toby, that this is something that would not only be useful for people who actually read Braille, but also for, you know, friends and family members who don't. So, you know, you're able to use the same things around the house without difficulty. And to get involved with this opportunity, Achilles has created a short survey in which he would like to gather your current experiences of using Braille. So to do that, you just need to go to www.surveymonkey.co.uk/r/DKN3G2K. It's another SurveyMonkey there for you.
And finally, we have a request from RNIB Stories Library team about how blind and partially sighted people have been finding online food shopping during lockdown. which is probably even more important at the moment with all these new lockdowns. Can you tell me a little bit more about their requests?
Yes, our Stories Library are keen to hear about your experiences of food shopping during the COVID-19 lockdown, both in store and also how you're finding online food shopping. So if you have a story or experience that you would like to share around this, please get in touch with Gary or Amanda at Stories Library. And the email address for that is storieslibrary@rnib.org.uk. And Stories Library is all one word.
So Claire, if people want to find out more about the items we've chatted about today, about how to get involved with RNIB Connect Voices, where can people go to find out more and get involved?
Okay, so as ever, you can join our online Connect Voices group, and this is where we post all the latest involvement opportunities, both from RNIB and also external ones, like, for example, the university research project we featured today. So you can email involvement@rnib.org.uk for more information. And I should say, if you'd like more information on any of the opportunities we talked about today, you can use that email address as well. If you're already on Facebook, very simple, just search for Connect Voices and then select join. So that's RNIB Connect Voices, and that will get you into the group. And you can of course catch our fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect show, and that's the first and third Wednesday of the month, and you can get the podcast of that on Audioboom as well. And you can always get an audio roundup of our latest involvement opportunities on our telephone information line, and the number for that is 0203 432 1488.
Thank you, Claire Aldworth, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby.